today on the TMZ Podcast.
Welcome to the TMZ Podcast. Harvey Levin here.
And Jason.
The prosecution against Alec Baldwin is bullshit.
Oh,
bullshit.
Goodness. Wow.
I have been thinking about
coming out hot on a Monday morning.
I've been thinking about this for the entire weekend. This is an outrage that this prosecutor has done that. Two people have been charged in connection with Helena Hutchins' death. Alec Baldwin and the armorer. The armorer is the expert. The DA says the armorer was reckless by right. not being careful with this gun, not checking it for live ammunition. So the prosecutor is saying, well, here's the thing. The armorer is an expert. The armorer has this duty. The armorer should check. If that's the case, you're prosecuting somebody who has much less knowledge, who is, what, the double checker? And a double checker gets prosecuted? Why would you have a double checker prosecuted if there's a prosecution already for the armorer who the DA is acknowledging has that responsibility? It makes no sense.
So the only response that I would have, because generally speaking, although you and I love to debate and disagree, but the only real pushback that I could give you on this, because I'm 90% in agreement, is it doesn't seem, based on what the papers, the charging documents, that he's being charged because he pulled the trigger. It seems that what he's been charged for is because he was the EP and the head cheese on the set.
Jason, I'm sorry. It's both. He's being charged because he, and the DA said it, he's being charged because he's an actor.
Yeah.
And he should have checked the gun, and he's being charged with an EP. We'll get to the EP in a minute.
As an actor.
I want to talk about the actor.
It's absurd. It's absurd. It's offensive because the idea that an actor who doesn't know anything about guns and we specifically have someone on set whose job it is to ensure that safety.
And if they don't do it, they get prosecuted.
And if they don't do it, they get prosecuted. And it's involuntary manslaughter, according to the DA.
So Alec Baldwin is supposed to double check the work of the expert who has that heightened duty, which is absurd.
Right. You served in the military. I never have. If you handed me a gun and I looked at it, I would have no idea what to check, nor should I be expected to. It's not my area of expertise.
So we had Douglas Stewart on TMZ Live on Friday. He was an actor on the Rust set. He has handled guns for decades in various movies and TV shows. Here's what he said.
As an actor, I've been involved in two films where I had to use guns. I was in a TV series where I had to use guns, and I've been in stage plays where I've had to use guns. In all of those previous experiences, there were strict procedures followed, where if you're handling a gun, either the stage manager or, in the case of a film, an armorer is in charge of handing the gun over to the actor. So the actor, in all of my experiences, has never checked the gun, double checked it. You're not allowed to open the chamber, check the barrel, anything.
Not only do they not check it, they're not allowed
that
to check it.
That actually jumps out at you, right?
Jumps out at you.
And it makes perfect sense.
Of
Alec
course.
Baldwin has no idea how to handle this weapon. No idea.
And what is Alec Baldwin going to do? Overrule the armor?
Right. It's
absurd.
It's absurd.
It's offensive this prosecutor did this. And then beyond that, so let's talk about, and by the way, this guy gets up on the stand, I'm sure. This jury's going to find Alec Baldwin not guilty. It's absurd.
It really shouldn't get to a trial. This judge should study. Judges have the absolute authority to jump in when the facts don't match the charges.
Right.
This judge should never allow this to get to
absolutely.
A jury.
Now, let's talk about the EP for a second. So Alec Baldwin is an executive producer in the film. The DA is saying because of that, the set was unsafe, and therefore Alec Baldwin is responsible for that. And the recklessness on the set over the use of live ammunition, people firing live ammunition on the set, it making its way into that gun, it's on him because he's an executive producer. This just shows that the DA never did any research on what executive producers actually do. There are some mm-hmm. who actually do handle day-to-day activity on a set. In Alec Baldwin's case, we checked around. The reason he's an EP is because he's getting back end, meaning back end profits.
Right.
He's not running this set day to day.
Right. Well, so
come on.
So right. In big movies, you'll have 12 EPs. Some of them are just investors who bought their way onto the thing. Some of them actually do the running the thing. And
right.
Some people like Alec Baldwin have the leverage. And if you want to get him to be in your movie, you're gonna have to give him back end. You have to give him an EP credit. That's the way a huge actor like Alec Baldwin on a small movie is gonna work.
100%.
But there is something to this to the idea, just to throw it out there, that he is the biggest person on the set. It is a relatively small production on Alec Baldwin scale.
That's true.
And so maybe he would have been the person they looked to calm things down, because there were some crazy things happening, right? They were taking live ammunition and going and shooting it in the wilderness on breaks. You know, they're in the middle of the desert and these guys get bored and they're taking real guns out there with real bullets and shooting around people who are not experienced, not trained. It seems
totally wrong.
Weren't those the allegations that were made?
No, it's totally wrong for them to shooting live ammunition.
Right. And so there would be an argument. Well, we're looking to Alec Baldwin as the person who is de facto in charge of this entire
production.
But he's not. Maybe de facto, right?
What do you mean de facto means?
Everybody's looking for him for guidance.
But they're not. Alec Baldwin, look, let's just get real for a second.
Yeah.
And I know this sounds tough. Doesn't the director have some responsibility in this?
Well, he does.
The irony is the director himself got shot
right, so,
by that bullet that killed Helena Hutchins.
Right.
But in terms of who runs the set,
yes.
And I'm not saying the director should be charged, but if it's between Alec Baldwin and the director,
yeah.
The director is way more in charge than Alec
Baldwin. So let's walk through that. We have the armor, who you and I both agree there's a good case for charging her. Whether or not she ultimately convicted, there's a good case for charging her. You have the assistant director, who's actually the person who took the gun from the armor and handed it to Alec Baldwin. He's copped a plea.
He's getting 6 months probation.
Right.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
How is that guy less responsible than Alec Baldwin? If the DA is really looking at who is responsible for this, and the assistant director looks at Alec Baldwin, hands him a gun, and says, it's a cold gun, who is more to blame?
But he was held responsible. I know he pled down to a lesser charge, but if he didn't plead, he presumably would have gotten the same involuntary manslaughter.
My point is, they used him to get at Alec Baldwin, and his culpability is higher than Alec Baldwin's by a long shot.
Don't you? They may have offered the same deal to Alec Baldwin, right? We don't know exactly, but this assistant director, Dave Hall, right?
Right, Dave Halls.
Halls. Okay, so he's the one that presents the gun to Alec. He now has copped a plea. Presumably, they went to him and said, if you don't cop a plea, we're going to charge you with involuntary manslaughter. As part of that plea, as part of every plea, you have to cooperate with the government and in its prosecution of the other people. That happens every time. They may very well have gone to that same deal to Alec Baldwin. We don't know. And Alec turned it down.
Everything I've heard is no.
Oh, well, that proves their hand that they just want the high-profile defendant.
They want to get Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
And how many I have no idea what's in this prosecutor's mind here. But how many prosecutors have gone after celebrities?
It happens all the time.
Yeah, because it makes a name for themselves.
It's funny. They either go after the celebrity to make the name or don't go after the celebrity to curry favor with the celebrity. That's
right.
The celebrity justice.
I just do not see any basis for honing in on Al. And she was even asked on Friday, do you want him to go to prison? She said, no, I just want accountability. So she didn't say one way or the other. I want accountability.
Yeah.
Well, accountability, A, starts with the armorer. B, then goes to the assistant director who handed him the gun and said it was safe.
Yep.
And then maybe the director. Alec Baldwin, I think, is way down that food chain.
I completely agree. There's civil liability that he is an EP and the other EPs may suffer from, but they've settled that. They've settled the civil liability from the people who were shot. And, you know, the idea that there's criminal liability,
it's absurd.
Involuntary
it's
manslaughter
absurd.
For Alec Baldwin is absurd.
Now, here's the final question. Helena Hutchins' widower,
yes.
Matthew Hutchins, mm-hmm. Settled his wrongful death lawsuit with Alec Baldwin and others. And part of the settlement is that he becomes an executive producer to finish the movie.
Yep.
Okay. His lawyer came out with a statement on Friday, gave it to us actually, and it basically said, we're glad Alec Baldwin's being charged.
Yeah.
We want justice. How does that work?
So he's now...
How does that work?
He's now executive producer alongside Alec Baldwin.
The guy he once prosecuted for the death of his wife.
Presumably, he took this, as part of the settlement, he took this EP role and probably got back end. He's got a financial stake.
No, I get there's money.
No, but why would he go after him if it's going to undermine the movie? It's hard to see how this movie goes forward now with these criminal charges, and he's happy that Alec got charged. And he settled with him for cash to
and they made it sound like everything was kumbaya at that point.
Really did.
And by the way, it could be kumbaya. You could look at Alec Baldwin and say, I know you didn't mean it. I know you relied on other people. I am heartbroken that my wife was killed and others are to blame. But yeah, I sued you. We settled. I can let that go now because I do think there are others responsible. That's not what happened.
No.
He then doubled down and said, yeah, you are responsible.
Right.
My co-EP.
Right.
How does that work?
I don't know how it works.
How does that work?
I don't know how these two men go to work together every day on the set of this movie after the statement, because Alec is obviously furious that he's been charged, thinks it's a joke. And now, but he's got his fellow EP on this show where they're going to have to work together, presumably, saying, I think it's a good thing you were charged.
Yeah, and
it's remarkable.
And so let's just finally, Alec Baldwin, did he pull the trigger? Did he not pull the trigger? He says he didn't. The FBI says he did. Let's say he did, because I think there's going to be evidence that he did.
Sure.
Okay? Let's say he did. If he pulls the trigger, but relies on the fact that there was not a live round in there, what does that do to him?
From a criminal point of view,
mm-hmm.
it does nothing to him. I mean, he was handed what he was referred to as a cold gun that was going to be fired on set. That was part of the movie.
I mean, that's what I think. So in a way, and look, it seems to me this trigger is a red herring.
Yeah.
That it doesn't, if you buy the premise that Alec Baldwin did not have any expertise about this and that relied on the very person who's now been charged for not doing her job, allegedly, mm-hmm. and checking that gun in the chamber, explain to me why the trigger even matters, because they've made that just a centerpiece of this case.
Yeah, their argument would be that this was during a rehearsal where they were just doing a walkthrough, a blocking exercise to make sure everything was blocked properly. And so there was no need for him to pull the trigger.
I understand, but if you really are relying and believe there's nothing in it, isn't it a case of no harm, no foul?
Yeah, I agree. But the only point would be, like, we were taught as kids, right? Don't point a gun at someone and pull, even a pretend gun, and pull the trigger or whatever. But that's not the way movies work, right? The you pull triggers because it makes it more authentic and more real. You've got to do this,
and that's why you have safety precautions and have an armorer on the set.
That's right. That's
so
right.
I just don't understand this.
So generally speaking, I agree. It is a red herring. I go back to this prosecutor. I mean, is anybody going to call this person out, this DA out, and say what are the? I mean, I guess that's what the court of law is for. But they got charges through, and they're going to adjudge.
Well, they got charges through because she can charge anybody she wants.
She can charge anybody she wants.
And we should just note this, that everybody thinks the way the justice system works is prosecutors are just doing their job and they look at the evidence and they decide what is just bullshit. I mean, we know the way this works, that sometimes, and I'm not saying with her, but how many cases over the years have we seen where prosecutors have an agenda? There's an issue that they want to they want to put on trial, and they use a person to do that. That they unfairly prosecute people, they don't prosecute people who should be prosecuted. This happens all the time, and the notion that prosecutors only want justice. Prosecutors want to win.
Right.
And when they file a lawsuit, they want to, the criminal action, they want to win.
Right.
And the idea that, we don't want to win, we just want justice. Come on. Can we just blow up that illusion?
Well, prosecutors are elected officials, and DAs are elected officials. And when they run for office, they always say a 99% conviction rate. This is not just something they want to do for hubris. They do it because it's part of the game that we're playing, that you don't charge people unless you think you can get a conviction. But you also, that's the reason for being, is to get these convictions.
Have you ever in your career met a prosecutor who has said to you, my goal is not to win, my goal is just to do justice?
No, never. As a matter of fact, I worked in the DA's office here in L.A. They all talk about their percentages. They all talk about winning. They all are willing to overlook a lot of maybe facts that don't point in their direction. And not
turnover exculpatory evidence sometimes.
Not turnover exculpatory evidence. Bury the fact that they will do this whole test-a-lying thing is what it's called. You get up witnesses for the prosecution. They bring up an exculpatory fact or a fact that doesn't... We're just going to bury that little fact. It happens in every prosecutor's office.
Every prosecutor's office.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.